At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nah, for real? That's what we're doing?
We're working through this thing today, Hugh.
Yo, wow.
Just looking for answers.
You have an answer? No. What's the answer, Hugh? Give us the answer.
Hey, man, what's that? What y'all say that I don't have any of? Lack of? Accountability?
Yeah, well, you don't.
I am accountable. They need to, like, seriously.
Oh, you don't defend Jalen enough.
Yeah, that one right there. That dog is always hunting. They're arrogant. That was an arrogant. They've been playing all season long with a level of arrogance like we've never seen, in which, you know, it's funny, right, because going into this season, talked about how they're not going to talk about last year.
That was their whole thing, right? They didn't even want to acknowledge they were Super Bowl champions.
Playing with hunger. Mm. Do they look hungry?
They do not. You know who looked hungry on Friday? The Bears.
Yeah. You know, because you know what's funny? Because I remember being in Philadelphia when I first got here, coming from New York, losing all those games, and being in that position. So I know what it looks like. That's why, you know, a lot of times when, you know, you want to say I'm plant-based or I'm scared, you look at certain things and you're like, man, you see a little bit of that hunger in those guys. Because I remember that well. I remember when we first got here how bad it was. And then we started winning when Andy Reid became our coach, and you kept that hunger. That's what every team sees when they see this Philadelphia Eagles team. They it's a measuring stick, you know, for how good we are. That's why a lot of times, especially at the end of the year, and I said this what, Sunday? Any given game day. You know, when you talk about the week, how the week started with the Thanksgiving games and how it went, any given Sunday, you have to be locked in any given Sunday. And I know people are laughing and giggling, but I'm like, dog, if that's hard to understand if you've never been a part of it. That's not being disrespectful. That's just how it is. They came in here. And you saw the momentum switch right before your eyes.
Chicago came in here looking like they had something to prove.
Yes.
They wanted to prove they are a real team.
And that's why when somebody called and you try to find comfort and solace in numbers, when that dude called in, and I'm not picking on him, he said, oh, they're the 27th or the 29th ranked defense or whatever it was. Yeah. I'm like, dog, that don't mean anything. But, yeah, this is what they are. Don't mean nothing.
Well, so what are we offensively?
We're
in the 20s too.
Yes. When you look at our offense – we're down there with teams that got like two or three wins. Like if you're being honest.
Yep.
You know, but you know what we do? Oh, we're the defending Super Bowl champions. Yeah, that only take you so far. They felt that way. They felt that way. And it only take you so far until somebody come in here and punch you in the mouth.
They got Friday was a punch in the mouth.
Somebody came in here. You were telling us we're the Super Bowl champions.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It only take you so far because that's what I wanted to believe. I believe in the dream. You know how...
So like, you admit you were coping.
No, listen. You know how...
It's a big day.
That's what it was.
We've done something
You know
today.
How it is. This is and I know a lot of the young ladies out there can relate to what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh.
You know how when you're young and you have a dream about the fairy tale wedding?
Yes.
because you've watched Cinderella.
Specifically Kyle.
No, but you get what I'm saying. It's the same thing with us in toys and all this other stuff. You have the fairy tale way that you want things to go until they don't go that way.
Until reality smacks
you. It just smacks you right across your lips.
Yeah. So Friday we got smacked across the lips?
No. I was about to say something, but I was like, no, they're not ready for that. What I'm about to say, that's good. The other part. But yeah.
Come on,
but
that's only Monday.
It is when you get slapped, pow. And you got to deal with all that, man. It's harsh.
Yeah, it is.
It's harsh.
Well, this has been a harsh office. Well, speaking of harsh realities, you know what debuts tomorrow night at 9, by the way?
The Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks NFC East Edition.
I wonder how much they're going to cut out of that. We ain't about to get the wrong and cut Hard Knocks.
Well,
we ain't about to get
that. Hold on. You're right. You're probably right. But I will tell you, when the Eagles had an in-season one, they did it on them in 2019. There was a scene in there where Carson Wentz threw the ball like 10 yards over Miles Sanders' head in the flat. Mm-hmm. And they panned to Howie Roseman in the booth, and the guy looked like he saw a ghost. And then 6 months later, they drafted Jalen. So sometimes you could pick up tells.
Ooh,
even
you say art imitating life, like this is eerily similar.
Well, no. Well, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to show us. But I'm saying, like, they may not show us dialogue of people fighting, but sometimes you could pick up on things when you watch these, like, oh,
yeah.
Something's wrong over there.
When's the first episode?
Tomorrow night at 9.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, I'm locked in. Yeah, I cannot
I'm
wait.
I'm not going to watch. I don't. That's...
First, you're not going to come to work this week.
You're watching. You're not We're all watch. Watching.
You got to suffer. No, you got to suffer through this like all of us, buddy.
I love that he puts the tweet up, not coming to work on Monday.
Let me tell you what's
going
to
happen. Tell Blue Jeans not coming.
Let me tell you what's going to happen when that thing airs. I'm not going to have to watch it. You know why?
The clips are going to be out there.
No, the people are going to be tweeting me about it. Did you see this? Are you watching this?
We're going to have to sit you down with like clothespins over his eyes and just play
watch
the tape.
Watch this.
No, seriously though. How much do you think we're going to get? Like, because I don't know how much. They're going to do some serious editing.
Yeah, I think you'll get more kind of body language or eye rolls or like weird things from this. Like, I don't think you're going to get like someone saying, I hate him or I don't like him.
Let me tell you, that
won't be there.
Let me tell you. This is probably the worst week for this to air.
Or best, depending on if you're HBO.
It all depends on. Here's the thing, Joe. We're going to find out who has the most pull in the area, NFL Films or Jeffrey Lurie.
Well, you know what is really interesting about it? Like when this was, because we knew since the summer this was going to come out, right? But like 3 weeks ago, the Eagles were up, what, 3 games in the NFC?
Yes.
So it looked like a pretty dull division to have Hard Knocks down the stretch. All of a sudden, it's not quite as dull because we have ourselves a race and a lot of drama. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines, and then we got to unpack something Sirianni did at the end of the game on Friday that I didn't get it then. I don't like it now. I get the math behind it, but I just didn't like it. Derek is up next on WIP. Hey, Derek.
What's going on? Listen, this is what I get confused about, right? What's Jalen Hurts, 27 years old, 28 years old?
I think 27.
All right, so 27 years old, right? Mm-hmm. If all I'm hearing is Jalen Hurts don't want to do this, Jalen Hurts don't want to do that, he's being this, he's being that, right? Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts is up for an extension pretty soon, right?
It could be as soon as this offseason, yep.
Exactly. So my whole thing is, like, I'm not saying that, bro. I'm just saying, like, I just hear a lot of, like, Jalen's not doing what the coaches want him to do. Like, what does that mean for Jalen Hurts? You understand what I'm saying? Like, do you put Hurts in that category as he just going to be like, who wants him? Like, if he's out here this year just being whatever he wants, like, him and AJ going off script and this, that, and the third. Like, the Eagles ain't even going to be able to trade him because who wants him, right? Whether he got a no-trade clause or not, like, who would take on Jalen Hurts right now, right? Or how he looks. Not too many teams, right?
Probably not. Somebody would take him, though. Somebody would take him.
Yeah. I think. I mean, we did think that about Wentz.
Kellen Moore. I think Kellen Moore would take him in New Orleans.
I'm just saying, like, Hurts is playing like a, you know, I can't even say it on the radio, right? But the only thing that, like, rattles me is, like, it's we never win because of him, right? We don't, every time we win, people say we win despite of the quarterback's flaws, right? Mm-hmm. I remember last year, Joe, when I called in and you was telling me how many yards Saquon Barkley had. Commanders when Jalen Hurts got hurt, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So basically, you was like discrediting the impact that Hurts has on the running game. And then it's like now Saquon Barkley can't do nothing And it's like, that's Jalen Hurts' fault. Like, I just can't see the Eagles throwing a guy out there. I think Jalen Hurts has always been, like, good, not great, good enough, whatever. But for the Eagles to just keep throwing this guy out there every week and he's not doing the things that they're asking him to do, like, the money ain't our money. They're going to have to pay the money regardless. But it's just like, what are they really doing if they're throwing him out here every week? If he's looking off receivers on purpose, you understand what I'm saying? Like, he don't want to run the ball no more. And that thing with the tush-tush, right? Teams are game-planning for that play because that's pride. You know, you're alive. That's pride. To just think the Eagle could just line up on 3rd and 2 or whatever, whatever. That dude came in there and took that ball from Jalen Hurts like he practiced it all week.
Well, Derek, it was the same thing. It was the same thing as the Giants game. Just that game, they called the play dead, right? There was forward progress, but the guys they're coming around the side and they're pulling it out. Yeah,
they got to step. That's all. I just think the Eagles got to step it up. Like, they got to stop being predictable and they just got to just get some physicality back. They just go out there and it's like, we're just going to be the Eagles. Like, they say we're not last year's team, but they're playing like they think they're last year's team. They don't have no type of toughness when it matters. And the Bears aren't a bad team. The Bears are a solid team. But I was totally disgusted. Real quick, that dude that called that was trying to tell you about that play, Hugh, Jason Avant, on Instagram, breaking stuff down, right? Mm-hmm. So what he was trying to say was it was a choice route. And Jalen Hurts thought he was going one way and he was going the other way.
Okay, so but yeah, that's Jason something. Yeah, Avant, that's something different. That's something different.
He'll be on here Thursday to tell us all about it. But
he'll be here
Wednesday.
They try to steal the thunder. You know what I'm saying? But that's all it really was. But
no, so that means that tough, like man. That's something totally different. That means that Jalen thought one thing and he ran something
that's
different.
All it was. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't no. Yeah, if you watch the play, you can see what Avant was talking about. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if the Eagles don't get their act together, bro. Like, I fear where this team could end up, man. And if Hurts is that bad with listening to the commands and all that, then it might be time to do something different.
Well, and at some point they're going to have to cross that bridge. All right, Derek, what do you got for us for two things that don't go together? Bad combination.
Bad combination for me is when I see these guys out here, man, with these open-toe sandals on in this weather, man. Ain't no way they go together, cuz.
No, that's bad. It's way too cold.
He's talking to Kelsey.
Oh, is he? I've seen him come in a couple times.
Derek,
good phone call. Are open-toe sandals in cold weather? What do you got?
You know, it's funny because I asked Jason about that. And Jason said...
Because he's a sandals guy all the time, right?
Well, yeah, and he's like, I'm just...
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going to the car, which I totally get because I don't wear it. Like, I remember because I asked him, I said, dog, why are your feet out? He's like, because I'm just going to the car. And I was like, that makes sense because I don't wear a coat because I'm just going to the car. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I get
it. But isn't the car cold?
Well, full disclosure, I haven't turned my heat on yet.
What?
No.
Like even in the morning when you get in the car?
Man, no, I'm talking about in my house. It's frigid. Ooh. Only time I turn my heat on is when my cousin comes because he complains.
Yeah.
No, about it being frigid.
Well, this,
but I like it cold.
Have you looked at the weather for this week? The lows?
Oh, no, it's supposed to be brick. Woo! It's supposed to snow tonight, eh?
The lows this week, 30, 29, 24,
oh,
20,
yeah, I gotta,
20.
I gotta get that heater for the pregame.
Yeah, we got a road game next week, so we're good.
Yeah,
what
I'm
we
good.
Got
another week. I gotta get
yeah.
that.
Yeah. All right. Before we go any further, can we unpack the decision Nick Sirianni made? Look, there's a lot of reasons the Eagles lost the game on Friday. This wasn't at the top of the list. It just annoyed me. I didn't like this decision by Nick Sirianni. I don't like a lot of his late game decisions. Now, this one, I suppose he had some sort of math on his side. So I get what some people have tried to defend. Greg Olson, the NFL broadcaster, was on Sirianni's side on this. Hugh, what did you make of them going for two, down 9 in the fourth quarter? So they score the touchdown, right? They are down, it's 24-9, right? So they score the touchdown, that makes it 24-15.
Yeah, I was watching the game and somebody was asking about that because that's when the Bears had just scored. Then they came down and scored, right?
So 24, there's 3:09 to go. Yeah. A.J. Brown touchdown, making it 24-15. The extra point would have made it an 8-point game.
Yeah.
By missing the extra point or the 2-point conversion, it stayed at 9. It stays a 2-possession game. Let's hear Sirianni after the game, I guess, explaining what he was thinking there.
Scoring to go down 9. In scoring to go down 9, what's the thinking between the 2-point conversion, the first touchdown, and then the potential second touchdown?
Yeah. Obviously, we had to get one at one point. We had to get a 2-point conversion at one point. I've done a lot of studies on that in my notes. You know, down 9, I'm always going to go for two in that scenario. So I followed the plan that, you know, again, I don't try to take anything for, I don't try to wing anything in a situational football. That's what I wanted to do. That's in my notes from my studies in the past, and that's what we did. Now, the thought behind it is, you know, at least, you know, you want to know exactly what you need right there as far as, you know, if you go down 7, then obviously it's a 1-score game. If you go down 8, I know it's a 1-score game as well. But yeah, that's what we do in that scenario. I'll always go back and look and reconsider things. You know, had 3 timeouts there to be able to potentially kick it deep there. If we did get it, obviously we didn't in that particular case. But at some point, you're going to need it, and I always want to know early what I need going forward.
All right. Yeah. So I hated it.
I understood what he was trying to say because you're still like, even though the odds were against you because they were, because the time, like the way your offense was not, you know, moving the ball and the way that they were playing. You know, you didn't have enough time to do anything. But he's playing for the win by going for 2 and hoping that something can happen. I mean, I got it. Now, it's theoretically, it's not going to happen. But that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah, the risk-reward doesn't make any sense to me. So you're down 9. You go for the 2, right? And if you don't get it, you're down 9. Like, the game ended there. The 2-point conversion the Eagles tried for it, once it failed, the game was over. They were down 9 with 3 minutes to go. There's just no way they're going to get 2 possessions.
Yeah.
Right? So, like.
Yeah, but you're still playing. Like, in his mind, he's still trying to. He's not conceding the win.
Yeah.
He's not conceding the loss, I should say.
To me, the idea works if there's more time left in the clock.
Like, yeah, that's what he was thinking, but he didn't want to give up. Like, he's hoping for the best case scenario by going for it.
Sure. But there's also the worst case scenario, which is what played out, right? They didn't get it. For me, if you get the extra point and you're down 8, the pressure's on the Bears. They could be tight. They could fumble. They could have a bad possession. You make them decide, do they run the ball 3 times? Do they try to throw for a first down? Caleb, who was not great on Friday, could have put the ball in harm's way on a 3rd down. You get a pick. He takes a sack. Like think about where the Eagles were against the Packers a few weeks ago, trying to close the game out. And then you could make some mistakes. Like, you could have put the pressure on the Bears. I just don't understand why he didn't. It seems like he didn't factor that all in. Like, the way he described it was, I did my studies. If we're down 9, this is the plan. Well, the plan should account for that game itself was a different kind of game. I didn't like it. It wasn't the reason
That he was playing, trying to, you know, like in his mind, hoping that something good could happen offensively. That's how I looked at it.
Yeah. First of all, like, who cares? I don't think I've seen something less consequential that people are debating, like, incessantly.
Well, it wasn't consequential because the game was probably over anyway.
But, right. And I don't think, first of all, I don't think they were winning if they had gotten it or not. But But I think what a lot of people are ignoring is if they do convert the two-point conversion, they're just down 7 points. Like, yeah, that's the reward there for it.
That's what he was thinking, and hopefully you can get the offense going.
But that's risk-reward. It's 8 or 7, right? Yeah. You're choosing between going down 8 or 7 versus the risk is you're down 9. Like, the game ended on the two-point conversion, but incomplete.
I think what people are really mad about is that their enjoyment was not extended for another 2.5 minutes.
Well, the team didn't have a chance, yeah.
I know, but, like, you either... Look, they didn't get the two-point conversion. Everyone understands there's a chance they don't get it, the two-point conversion at the end of the game,
of course,
too, right?
Is. But there's more... think about it, the Bears would be in free fall. If the Eagles stop them and get the ball back and score a touchdown, I take my chances we're going to get a two-point conversion rather than do it there.
But you know the reality of it is, though, Joe, like, the way that they... Like, that game was over when they had 8 minutes on the clock.
Probably was.
The way they were running down the field. Because, like I said, I was sitting there watching with people, and they were like, we still got time on the clock. And I was like, are you drunk? I was like, there's no time on the clock because they're running the ball at will. They're bleeding clock. They were bleeding clock from, like, 8 minutes left, 9 minutes left on the clock. And I said, if they score, they really didn't have to score because they were eating up so much clock. They didn't have to score,
but when they put
the dagger in. It was like, okay. Yeah. And somebody had a nerve to say, we got 3 minutes left. I was like, hey, you might as well go warm the car up.
Yeah, you're down two scores.
You know what I mean? You're not winning this game.
Nope, no, they weren't. Let's go back to the phone lines. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Hugh, I don't know why these people don't listen to you. It makes me angry.
Don't get angry, Jeff. I mean, people hear what they want to hear, man. And, you know, they don't want, you know, we want to wear our Eagles glasses all the time. So that's cool. I'm okay with that.
The one guy earlier that said you should defend Jalen Moore, I think I know where he was going with that, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. So, look, that game was probably the worst game of the season by everybody. You know, we've had some bad defensive games. We've had some really bad offensive games. But when the offense can't sustain a drive, you put a lot of pressure on the defense, and then ultimately they get tired. And while I completely disagree with Sirianni going for two there, I think that was a dumb move. The high percentage play should be the extra point. The Bears didn't care whether they were up 7, 8, or 9 because they know when they come back out on the field on offense, they're going to just keep running the ball. They were successful all day, so what did they care? You know,
they didn't care. If they had to, they very well might have just kept the football, right? Like, if it wasn't a 9-point game, they probably would have just run it down our throat and finished it that way.
They would have. Now, if you want to put blame on anybody more so than the other, to me, this was Jalen's fault, mainly because of two things. One, the turnovers, fumbling the ball, and then the interception. But when he missed Smitty on that play, That was a bad look. And the one kid was talking about earlier about, you know, maybe there was a miscommunication and he gave Smitty the signal. He still threw the ball behind him. Whether that was supposed to be a hitch route or a crossing route, either way, it was not put in a place where Smitty could catch it. And that might have put the game away. Well, it would have given us a much better chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, just the two plays, you referenced the boat. The two plays down deep in Bears territory that changed the game were that miss and the fumble on the tush push. Like, if they don't fumble and Jalen hits Devontae, they probably win the game.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen's been the last 6 or 7 games, maybe all year, has been underthrowing some of those deeper throws, too. I mean, Smitty called a ball a few games ago that was an amazing catch, but the ball was actually underthrown, and he underthrew one to AJ. I mean, he's just having a bad season. I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I just think there's something about this whole arrogance that he was talking about that really hits home. Like, I totally see it. They're just like, we're going to do what we're going to do, and that you're going to have to like it. Well, guess what? We're in a position now where maybe the Cowboys catch us. And that's not a good spot.
No, it is not. And it makes this next week so huge. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call because the Cowboys are nipping on their heels now. All right, so he mentioned Jalen lately not playing his best football, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just pulled the numbers up. This is Jalen Hurts since the bye. So they had the big October where they moved the ball a lot. He had the perfect pass rating against the Vikings, and they came back and beat the Giants up at home. Then they had the bye week. Hey, I'm going to give you Jalen Hurts' number since the bye. It's pretty rough, Hugh. He has a 59.1 completion percentage and an 86 passer rating.
Hmm.
That's pretty rough. I mean, that's if you look around starters in the NFL, that's probably bottom of the barrel in the last 4 weeks. It's got to get better. I mean, this It's look, a game or two, there's, you know, you factor in weather and all that, but this is a month now where they the passing game and the offense just is bad.
Yeah. But again, not all on Jalen, because I feel like there's a level of arrogance in that building where nobody's holding anybody accountable. Because, okay, let's say, for instance, if Jalen is in a position or a situation where, just say for the sake of this argument, he doesn't want to change, then you know what I'm telling him as a head coach? Hey, brother, you need to, because these defenses are catching up to what we're doing.
Of course they have.
Like, the one thing that I remember vividly when Jim Johnson was alive and we were doing defense, we would always go over the plays that we got beat on the following season, and we would try to improve on those. That's the NFL in a nutshell, not for long. You know all the cliches, not for long, yeah, and all the other good stuff? That's the truth, because people watch film on you, bro. And that's what I always talk about when we have young quarterbacks. I always tell you, give them four games, because now they got enough of a book on you to know how to defend you. And if you're not constantly evolving and changing, then what's going to happen is what happened Friday night.
Even the best offensive minds have to change, right? Like, let's use Sean McVay, right? Over the years as a head coach, he had a change. Yeah, and he's evolved again and again and again. I mean, you can't just keep it static and expect the same results. The league catches up. The league is clearly caught up to this Eagles offense. 215-592-9494. We'll get to more of your reaction on the loss second in a row. And it's panic. I mean, I'm panicking here as we go through this this swoon of where they are in the season. All right, coming up, to add insult to what the hell happened on Friday, the CJGJ victory tour. He had quite a bit to say after his Bears came in here and won the game on Friday. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Bad combinations for Combo-Con today. Best answer wins our qualifying prize and entered for the grand prize, which includes the Weber Grill, the Yeti Cooler, and the Cornhole Set, all on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.